Hello and welcome to the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with highly sensitive certified coach, leadership expert, and qualified teacher, Muriel Kozowski. This podcast provides leadership tips, education, insights, stories, and mind hacks to create a space for highly sensitive leaders to self-educate, develop their career, and fulfill their potential. This podcast will help you understand the HSP trait in depth and show you how to manage, embrace, and use your HSP trait to your advantage in the corporate and business space. I will use my leadership expertise, my 20 years of experience being an HSP in high stimulation and extremely demanding work environments, as well as my guest expertise and wisdom to promote an inclusive and sustainable leadership culture for highly sensitive people. And remember, being highly sensitive is first and foremost a superpower, which we can learn to harness in order to shine bright as a leader and make a positive impact on the world. Now relax your nervous system, sit back and enjoy your journey. Hello and welcome to episode 54 of the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with Muriel. How are you all doing today? Today we're talking about taking things off your plate. Doesn't this sound wonderful? This is music to my ears. And the strategy I am sharing today will be a game changer for you, or at least a much needed reminder. But first, if you are new to the podcast and identify as highly sensitive, or perhaps if you have known about your sensitivity for a while but are not quite sure how exactly it shows up in your life, in your work, I want to invite you to take my free sensitivity questionnaire, which is a thorough investigation into your physical, mental, and emotional sensitivity. It is inspired from the work of Elaine Aron and has been expanded to explore the various ways your sensitivity shows up in your personal life, but also in your work and in your leadership. And it will give you a clear diagnosis and score to evaluate your sensitivity. The other bonus is that it will also unlock your access to a cheat sheet I have created called What High Sensitivity Is and How It Manifests. And this sheet summarizes in 5 slides all the ways your high sensitivity will show up at work, so you can gain a deep awareness and know where to start. So head to www.highly-sensitive-leaders.com to access your free sensitivity questionnaire, which is right there on the landing page. I also wanted to quickly share feedback I received from my podcast listeners. So thank you so much for sending that through. It is so great to hear from you guys and to learn about the impact this podcast is having on you. So Joanna says, I wanted to say thank you for the podcast. I have had quite an overwhelming week and I've had to have some difficult email correspondence with a colleague. I have been listening to your podcast and particularly episode 35. Brackets, episode 35 is being overwhelmed in advance. If you haven't listened to that episode, you do need to go and listen to it right now. And she says, I listened particularly to episode 35 and I'm using the strategies you offer. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joanna, for this feedback. And I love to see that my message is speaking to all the highly sensitive leaders out there and that the strategies work for people. So let's do this. So let's talk about taking things off your plate, shall we? You may have noticed that I emphasize the off using capitals in the title. And this is important because it underpins the way I approach time management for highly sensitive leaders and the way thinking about what I can take off rather than what I add on has completely and drastically decreased my anxiety when it comes to time management and getting things done without feeling completely overwhelmed in the process and even after all is completed. And the key to that philosophy and approach is to take things off the list. Whereas as highly sensitive beings, we usually do the opposite and add on. And this has been a topic of discussion with two of my clients this past week only. And their challenges, which I wanted to share with you briefly, were around. So number one was about feeling overwhelmed at the amount of things which needed to get done, which resulted in procrastination and pretty much nothing getting done. And number two was around feeling overwhelmed at the idea of letting go of some of the things on the list, which resulted in not letting go of anything and feeling on the verge of burnout. And as we will see in a moment, our default way of thinking is to make a linear list and pile things up as they come into our brain, which can become a real problem for highly sensitive leaders for two main reasons. So I want to briefly give you a layout of these two main reasons, and you can think about how that resonates with you. So the first one is that we take in and process outside stimulation and information quickly, and we will take on hundreds of tiny details of things to be done. This is something we do more than non-sensitive people. And this is the part of us that likes to go in depth, process the complexity of situations, and integrate all the details we have on our radar to the work needing to be done. This is the part of us that will dissect every step of each process and know exactly what needs to be done, how and by whom at every stage. It is, if you will, the opposite of a bird's eye view. It is a very micro way of seeing situations and what needs to be done. And this is very useful because it provides ourselves and our people with clarity and gives them the understanding and the tools needed to do their job well. It also helps us to spot and prevent errors during the process. However, when it comes to getting things done, as opposed to thinking about what needs to be done, this micro approach can really hold us back. And this is what was happening to my clients. The second reason why linear lists don't work for highly sensitive leaders is because everything feels important to us. Most things feel urgent as well. We not only go into the details, but we naturally give the same amount of attention to all the different layers of our thinking. We ponder, we consider, we do the same when it comes to our tasks. Right? So it can be difficult for a highly sensitive person to say, this comes first, and this comes second, and this comes third, because it simply doesn't feel this way to us. Ideally, everything would need to come first and be done yesterday. And this will combine with our acute sense of responsibility and our will to get things done to the highest standards. And we feel responsible for everything too, and for the standard of perfection with which our work and the work we are responsible for will be done. So it is easy to see how difficult it is for highly sensitive leaders to take things off our plate and why we keep resorting to adding things on and to make 10 different lists in various corners of the house and of our office. My computer used to be covered with post-it notes. And adding things on is the easiest strategy for us. It makes sense. It means we ensure everything will get done eventually. It means we won't forget any tiny detail or step which needs our attention. However, we can see with the examples of my clients that this adding on strategy does not work for us because it drives us into overwhelm. It drives us into saturation and shutdown. Our highly sensitive brain and nervous system work in such a way that we easily absorb information, but it also needs time to process. It needs time to make sense of this information, make sense of the process, the logic, the details. Our highly sensitive body is a sponge and will instinctively try to respond immediately to all forms of stimulation. And this is where we need to be cautious and to pace ourselves. This is where we need to help ourselves and simplify things to give ourselves time to process in order to stay calm and keep going. Procrastination and burnout both come from a place of being frazzled, of being saturated physically and mentally. The way to best deal with this and put our highly sensitive self in the best position to perform is to simplify, to streamline, which often means taking things off our plate rather than adding more. And this might feel completely counterintuitive to us. My clients, often ask me, what if I forget something? What if I overlook something? We might fear not doing things perfectly. We might fear giving a bad image of ourselves to others. We might not trust ourselves that if we lower our guard and vigilance, we will still get things done to a very high standard. I'm going to repeat this sentence because it's probably the most important sentence of this episode. We might not trust ourselves that if we lower our guard and vigilance, we will still get things done to a very high standard. And part of this is to trust others to do things for us, as we will see in a moment. However, I believe that the key to all of this is our ability to trust ourselves that we will do as well, if not better, when we do less. And the best tool I have found to get started with taking things off your plate is Eisenhower's 4D matrix. And the reason why I love this strategy is precisely because it encourages us to really think about what we can not do instead of what more we have to do. It goes against the highly sensitive person's natural way of managing time, and this is why it is so needed and so powerful for us. It also provides a safe space for us because the things we decide not to do are not always eliminated. They are taken care of in some shape or form. So it teaches us to explore other options than always doing everything ourselves, always feeling responsible for everything. So this matrix will not only help you to take things off your plate immediately in real time to bring a sense of relief, but it will also help you to change your mindset in order to keep you calm and get things done with less energy required and ultimately avoid procrastination and burnout. So the 4Ds stand for delay, as in schedule somewhere in your diary, not forget about it. Delete, delegate, and do. So delay, delete, delegate, and do. Meaning that you have three options which will help you to take things off your plate right now and focus on doing one thing at a time in an order of priority, which actually makes sense. When I learned this tool some years ago, I loved to do a lot of delete and delay. I mean, rescheduling it in my diary. It felt both satisfying and safe. I would get rid of things and realize that there was actually quite a lot I could get rid of. So that's also a major discovering for me. And I would also schedule things directly in my diary when they felt important, and if I couldn't do them straight away. And that felt psychologically very safe because the items were there and scheduled. So I could still hold myself accountable to these high standards. And this tool has been a complete game changer for me, and it is changing the life of my clients as well. I have used it with two clients only this past week, and it has been a first practical, actionable step to solving the time management challenges related to their high sensitivity. So I will put the link to Eisenhower's 4D matrix in the show notes for you. Have fun taking things off your plate. I would like to finish this episode with a quote from Travis Bradbury. Travis is the author of the best-selling book Emotional Intelligence 2.0 and the co-founder of Talent Smart. And Talent Smart is a consultancy that serves Fortune 500 companies and is a world-leading provider of emotional intelligence testing and training. So Travis says, I quote, "Things can go in a million different directions. And the more time you spend worrying about the possibilities, the less time you'll spend focusing on taking action that will calm you down and keep your stress under control." On this note, I will leave you. Have a beautiful week, my friends, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye-bye. If you are ready to take control of your high sensitivity to feel and perform at your best as a leader, I want to invite you to join the Power Hour, an accessible and flexible coaching solution specifically designed for highly sensitive leaders. Sometimes all it takes is an hour or two to solve a specific problem that is holding you back. Your high sensitivity is showing up right this moment in a way which is very specific to you. The Power Hour will give you what you need to solve your problem right now. To learn more, visit www.highly-sensitive-leaders.com. I will see you there.